Are you a kindergarten teacher who wants to relax this summer, but also kind of wants to feel more prepared for back to school? I've got you. The free Kindergarten Kickstart Summer Challenge is designed just for kindergarten teachers, requested by you, with two separate tracks, one for new teachers and one for returning teachers. Each week, you'll get a quick, helpful email with small steps, time-saving tips, and optional resources so you can feel calm, confident, and ready for back to school on your own schedule. Sign up now at kindergartencafe.org/summer-challenge. Link will also be in the show notes. Hope to see you there. Hey, teacher friends, it's Ziba from Kindergarten Cafe. And building off of last week's episode where I answered the question, what would I do if I were new to teaching kindergarten? Today, I'm focusing on what would I do if I was moving to a new classroom? So maybe you are not changing grades, or maybe you are changing grades, but either way, you're in a school or you're changing schools and you're going to a new classroom. So maybe you're still teaching kindergarten, but you're going from one school to another. That's what I was getting at. Or you're in the same school and you're changing grades, so they're asking you to change classrooms. What would you do? So let's get into it. You're listening to the Kindergarten Cafe podcast, where kindergarten teachers come to learn classroom-tested tips and tricks and teaching ideas they can use in their classroom right away. I'm Ziba, creator and founder of Kindergarten Cafe, and I help kindergarten teachers with everything they need from arrival to dismissal in order to save time, work smarter, not harder, and support students with engaging and purposeful lessons. I'm here to cheer you on through your successes and breakthroughs and offer support and resources so you never have to feel stuck or alone. Ready to start saving time and reducing your stress, all while using effective and purposeful lessons that students love? Let's get started. A new classroom can feel overwhelming. You don't know how to best lay out all the furniture. It's new furniture, new materials. The key that you want to focus on for a new classroom is to make sure you have really good systems down and not worry as much about the aesthetics, even though that's the part that we usually like so much and that brings us joy. That's not the most important thing for teaching for the kids, right? It's more for us. And you can work on it little by little by little. The aesthetics will come over time, but you really need systems in place to be able to start teaching. So start with the layout. Think about the traffic flow of your classroom. Where will whole group happen? Where will small group happen? Will you have play areas? Where will they go? If you are having play areas, we want to think about loud play areas away from soft areas, like quiet areas, I should say. Where will you store your materials? What about materials that kids can access? What about materials that you don't want kids to access? Where will those go? We really want to design the room around independence and safety and to minimize any misbehaviors and traffic jams during your transitions. So after you figure out the overall layout, then you want to focus on your supplies. Again, before you start worrying about the aesthetics and decorating. If I'm in a brand new classroom, I hope it's organized, but I have moved classrooms four times. And even still, they're not organized the way that my brain worked. So I had to basically reorganize to work for me. And that's okay. That's what I should do. So anyway, here's how I organize materials when I'm moving classrooms. First, I sort everything. I group all the math materials together on one table, all the literacy materials together on another table, et cetera, et cetera. Art supplies together, you know, student facing materials, teacher curriculum materials, put them all in their own little areas. And then I want to decide what I'm keeping or what I'm getting rid of. I want you to ask yourself, will I actually use this? Does it serve a purpose? Is it developmentally appropriate? Is it aligned to the curriculum? So the things that I got rid of were duplicates of things that I didn't need, broken materials, random clutter. But I did not get rid of a whole lot my first year in a new classroom if I'm in a new grade, because I don't know the curriculum yet. I don't know what I'm going to use and not use. And I have, in fact, over the years, gotten rid of something that I was not supposed to get rid of, and then I didn't have it when I needed it for the curriculum. So overall, unless it's broken, really, really, really old, duplicate, kind of lots of duplicates of something, although if there's a lot of duplicates, maybe there's a reason for that. I really don't get rid of a whole lot that first year, just really broken stuff. If you're not sure and you have a friend that's on the team that you can ask, you feel comfortable asking, send them a picture and say, do I need this for any reason? Or put together a box of like, I'm not sure if I'm going to need this. I don't think I want this, but I'm not going to get rid of it yet. So put together like a box of that stuff so that you can wait till the end of your first year teaching with the new grade or new curriculum, if you're changing schools, because you don't want to get rid of something unique. After a year, if you haven't used it, then get rid of it, please. So step three for organizing materials is not to buy anything just yet. Wait to see what you actually need. Year one in a new room is all about discovering gaps and discovering the space. Don't just fill your shelves just to fill your shelves. It's good to have extra space, open space. So unless it's something that you know you actually need because you've been in another classroom and you've used it and you swear by it, then by all means, go buy it. But if you're brand new to teaching or brand new to teaching that grade level and you just don't have something that you, or you go to the Target dollar spot like I do and you see something and it's cute, just wait. Wait to buy things because a lot of times you might not need it and we don't want to just fill it with useless stuff, which I have done. I have done that because it looked cute at the Target dollar spot, but I didn't know yet if I would use it. And that's the key. I would bought something that I didn't even know if I would use because I hadn't been in the space yet. Okay, setting up my classroom. So step four for organizing is setting up storage in a way that's mastering efficiency, right? So I want frequently used materials that kids are accessing at the kid level. Any extra materials I want stored away. And ideally, I want them labeled clearly so that I can find things when I'm looking for them. But I especially want them labeled if it's a kid-facing material. It's a kid material that kids are using. So get those labels ready to go. But base the labels off of what you have. That's why when we put all the materials out on the table, we see what materials we have. We see what labels we need. Okay? Take lots of pictures so that you don't have to keep going in and out of the space. And then finally, for the whole room, what I would do. Final step, keep it simple at first. You don't actually need every bulletin board done. Maybe just a backdrop and a border, but you don't need things on it yet. In fact, it's good to leave them empty so that you can leave wall space for displaying student work. And we want the room to evolve with your class as you get to know them. So you really don't need to have all those aesthetic pieces in, even though, like I said, I know that they're the part that bring you joy. If you have a limited amount of time, or you don't want to waste your whole summer in your classroom, then these are the things that I would focus on. The layout and the organization, okay? When you switch classrooms, when you're in a new classroom, it's a chance to reset your systems too. So think about if there were things in your other room that worked really well or the things that really didn't work, things where that caused traffic jams or whatever, how can you set up this new room in a way to prevent that from happening? That's something else for you to think about. If you are new to teaching kindergarten, or you want to dive deeper into setting up your classroom, then check out PD by the Pool. I've got a couple sections on classroom setup for you to think about for specifically setting up a kindergarten classroom. It's a really good resource, private podcast, 10 mini PDs that you can listen to anywhere, anytime. PDbythepool.com. You can go to grab that, or you can just set up a one-to-one coaching session with me. Show me the space, walk me through it virtually, and I can help you think of how you might want to set it up. Unless you are in Massachusetts, I would travel for some places in New England if you want me to come to your space, but virtually is fine too. And I can help you think through some of those systems and organizational ideas for you. So let me know how I can help. And I hope that you remember to also take time for you and not spend every waking minute in your classroom setting it up. That this is a summer, this is a chance for you to relax and get yourself mentally and emotionally ready for teaching kindergarten too. So keep that in mind. Oh, one last little nugget of important information for you. Your classroom layout and organization system can and should change as you get to know the space and your students. So don't feel like you have to find the most perfect system that will work forever for the 20 years that you're hopefully in that classroom. No, You can and should and will change your layout many times based on the kids, based on what you're learning, based on the systems you're coming up with. So don't feel the pressure of having it needing it to be perfect the first time. And same with the aesthetics, right? You can change those over time. You can change them slowly. You can change them the next summer, but definitely focus more on the layout for your first year in a new classroom. All right, that's it. Thanks so much for listening to the Kindergarten Cafe podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for more information and resources, or just head straight to kindergartencafe.org for all the goodies. If you liked this episode, the best ways to show your support are to subscribe, leave a review, or send it to a friend. I'll be back next week with even more kindergarten tips. See you then.